welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so incredibly excited to talk to you today about something that I know you need, because we all do, and that is saying no in order to grow, right? So we have to already look at it as something positive, because no can be one of the most freeing, liberating things that you could possibly do in your life, say in your life, right? So I think a really big reason that so many of us have trouble saying no is because we view no as rejecting people or getting rejected, right? So when we think of the word no, it means to reject. And instead, we want to start looking at it as to protect. So you say no to protect your time, protect your goals, protect your energy, instead of saying no because you're rejecting that person, or you're saying, looking at it like, oh, they're going to think I'm a bad person, or they're going to think that I'm better than them, or they're going to think I don't have time for them, or maybe I won't be loved, or maybe I won't be accepted. Because there truly is an epidemic of people pleasing, right? So growing up, maybe we've learned, and I know this was huge for me, we looked for affirmation and acceptance and approval. And by saying yes, that was a huge way that we felt love right away, right? Because people are happy with us when we say yes. If you're a yes person, it's like, oh, good, I can rely on you. And I know I can always rely on you. And you say yes to everything. And the more that you are like this, the most often that you're probably feeling pretty resentful, you're probably feeling pretty overwhelmed, and you're probably not getting any of your goals done, am I right? So instead of thinking no as rejection, we have to think of it as protection. And also, no means to clear space. I mean, we are clearing some serious space whenever we get to, or whenever we practice saying no. So I love this Steve Jobs quote: I am just as proud of the things I haven't done as the things I have done, because it is so easy to be a yes person. It's easier to say yes than it is to say no. And the more that we say yes, the harder it is to follow through, and the more resentful we become. So if we start flexing that no muscle and start really clearing space, what could we do? Imagine that, a life with more time, right? So this epidemic of people pleasing, saying yes at the expense of ourselves, looking for acceptance and approval. So I thought this was so interesting, but it's so true. More often, women say yes to our first salary offer when we're going out for a new job, and most men negotiate. So all of you ladies, everything is negotiable. It's about asking for what we think we deserve and not worrying that the opportunity will not come, because I think that's what we think. Oh, if we say yes to this, maybe we won't have an opportunity, and we've never negotiated before, and we're not talking about it, and it's not a big conversation out there. And absolutely, you must know that everything is negotiable. And if you say yes to something knowing that in a month or a year, or heck, a week, that you are going to be resentful, you need to rethink your yes, because then it's not really an opportunity, right? It's setting yourself up to get stuck. So really, really thinking about your yeses, letting every yes mean yes and every no mean no. And I love Marie Forleo says this. I think she heard it from someone else, but I heard it from her. If it's not a hell yes, then it is a hell no, because anything but a hell yes that you're excited about or happy about is going to turn into resentment later. Now, I'm not saying that everything is going to turn up blossoms at all times, because this is something that's tricky, right? It's growing that muscle. You're going to meet some resistance. It's not necessarily always going to feel good. But it's about learning to start doing it. And maybe you're in that job that you don't love right now, but you can absolutely start setting your life up to clear some space, maybe to look for that hell yes job, right? Maybe you can start saying no to things so that you have some time after work to start getting yourself out there, flexing that no muscle so you can clear space to start looking for what you desire, no matter what that is. It's about clearing space to have time to go out and get that thing you want, or start doing the habits and the rituals that are going to create a more solid foundation to make you feel stronger, become that stronger person to go out and get what you want and meet that goal. So I want to talk about this. What does a yes life look like? If you say yes all the time and you're listening, I know what your life looks like because I did it too. So, and I still find myself really having to flex this muscle, especially as life gets busier. Not every opportunity is a great opportunity for you right now, right? Sometimes things can come along and we're like, wow, this is incredible, but I'm so busy and this is totally going to distract me from this other thing that I started. It's my dream. But if I don't take this now, I don't know if this opportunity can be back. Well, if it's going to take you away from the thing that your heart is leaping toward right now and you're so excited about, it's probably a no. And the more that you say no to those things, but really stay in the thing that you want the most, everything will come around. If that doesn't come around, something better will come around. And that's when you have to have faith and just stay focused, right? The most focused person is typically the one who is doing exactly what they love and really moving forward instead of getting scattered, because we know that scattered focus equals scattered results. So staying on that target and using no for all of the other things that are coming up. So what does a yes life look like? Depleted of energy. I love this, dodging people that you said yes to because later you know that you have to say no to. So it's so much better to just confront those people that maybe have asked you to do something that you know eventually you're probably going to turn down right before the event. It's so much better for every party and just your character and how you feel about yourself and how you feel about your life to just say no. Don't people please that person and just fill their ears with yes because it makes you feel better right now, because that's the easier option. It's so much better just to say no and have them understand and, you know, have you not have to dodge them later or apologize or say, I'm so sorry, or have them have to find somebody else at the last minute. Please don't do that. Be a person of your word and say yes when you mean yes and no when you mean no. I promise you, this is going to be one of the most freeing things that you've ever, ever done. If you have not read the Four Agreements yet, there's a really powerful chapter on this. And it is life-changing. So download the audiobook or go get it or just read part of it. I love that book. A yes life is full of resentment. You don't have any personal time. You feel like you never get ahead. You're overwhelmed. You feel like you're taken advantage of. You feel worthless, like no one appreciates you, right? Because it's always, oh, we can rely on you, and never looking at what you need. You feel stressed out. You feel out of control. You feel like you're never getting to those goals and dreams. So, but I was talking about this at the Bliss Project this last weekend, and it was so powerful just to see everybody in the room be in the same position of not saying no when they want to say no. And why? Why aren't we saying no when we feel resentful and drained of energy? Well, number one thing is we don't want people to see us as a big B, right? We don't want people to see us and think, wow, she thinks she's better than us, or I can't believe she said no, or how rude, or wow, I'm never going to ask her again, or oh yeah, she thinks she's busy, but she's probably not half as busy as me. We're worried about what other people think, when really majority of the time that's not what they're thinking. And if we're surrounded by people who think of those things just because we said no, then you probably want to start reevaluating who's in our life, right? Or we want to teach them that we won't always be available, because we teach people how to treat us. So if we're constantly saying yes, guess what? You just taught them that you say yes all of the time. If you say no to some of the things or a lot of the things, they know that when you say yes, you're going to mean it, you're going to show up, you're going to be motivated to be there, but they can't always rely on you. So they can't always go to you to have you do everything for them, right? Or with them, because you have your own thing going on. And eventually they'll get this and they'll totally respect it. It's like, oh, well, Lori, she's really busy, but you know, we can try her and let's see if she says yes. And if I am busy, then no, I'll say no. I'll say, thank you so much for thinking about me. Try me on the next go round and maybe we can do it, but it's a no for right now. I have so much going on. That's it. Right? You can say it in a really, really loving way that shows them that they can say no too. Basically, we're just teaching everyone how to treat us. And the more you say yes, and the more you say, absolutely, I'll be there, whatever it takes, whatever you do, you know, to everything that you don't mean yes to, that you're not excited about, that you're feeling tired, you're feeling resentful, then those are the times that it's basically, you're just setting up your future for more resentment, right? So we just really want to make sure that we're measuring how we feel accurately about it and just really tapping in and seeing, is this really going to be good for my energy levels? Is this really good for my goals? Is this good for my family? Is this good to teach my daughters? Is this good to teach my sons that I'm exhausted when I'm doing this and that this is the way life is and this is the way you have to live life, totally running ragged, saying yes to everyone around you? No, 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 no. Clear some space for yourself. So if we say no, we just fear we will not be loved, right? Fear that we won't get those opportunities in the future, when really it's about switching over to faith and knowing that people are going to start really valuing your yes and how you show up motivated and excited, and they'll respect you so much for having your own things going on and wanting to spend that time towards your goals. So what can happen when we start saying no, though, is that not everybody is going to like it. And we might feel some serious internal conflict. I know it doesn't always feel good to say no. In fact, majority of the time you start saying no, especially in the beginning, you second guess yourself. And you might go home and say, oh my God, I feel sick. Like, this didn't feel good to say no, even though I knew it was a no. Did I do the right thing? Should I call them back? Should I say yes? That's exactly how it's going to feel. It's okay. It's new. It's outside of your comfort zone. You just left your familiar zone into discomfort. And let me tell you, uncomfortable discomfort, that's where all the lessons are. That's where the strength is built. So you're building strength around that feeling. So allow it, right? Allow it to pass through your body. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to sit with it. Allow yourself to analyze it. Why don't I feel good? Well, because in my opinion, or in my thought process, my old beliefs, I believe that I just cut off them from accepting me. I believe I just said no, and maybe they don't love me as much, or maybe I won't get asked to do anything again. And you have to just let that sit, and you have to let that settle, and know that if people are just loving you off of a yes or a no, that we need to start reevaluating, right? And saying no is a self-acceptance practice. I'm going to say that again. Saying no is a self-acceptance practice, because after what I just said, that after you say no, you can say, what if I'm not loved anymore? What if they don't love me anymore? Well, do you love you? Do you accept you? What did you just say yes to by saying no? What did you just say yes to in your life by saying no? Was it more time for your goals? Was it a better job? Was it more cuddles with your kids? Was it a walk with your dog? Was it time with your spouse? Was it time connecting in and listening to your soul? Was it time listening to a higher call and living in a bigger purpose? These are the thoughts that we need to think of when we think that we are going to be rejected, right? Because it's not going to feel good at first. I can promise you that. So if you don't feel good at first, I can tell you that you're doing it right. That's the resistance, right? That's the stuff that helps us build that muscle. Because if we went to the gym without resistance, I always say this, if you went to the gym without resistance, or you went to spin class without resistance, what good would that be doing? There's nothing to push against to strengthen your muscles. So you want to grow as a person, you want to grow as a human being and go to that next level, you're going to have to embrace resistance, because without it, you're not going to be able to be the person that you need to become in order to get to that next goal, right? In order to go to that next level. But what else can happen? Let's think of the good stuff, right? Because when we say no, we can't think of the bad stuff that's going to happen. You have to think of all of the good stuff that's waiting. And this is the only way to ever follow through with a goal. This is the only way to ever follow through with anything if there's fear around it, is stop feeding the fear, stop growing that, and start looking at what if and what will and what could. So I like to speak as if it's already happening. So this is what's happening, or when this comes, or this is on its way, or this is coming, because that is the only way I'm going to put up with that resistance. That's the only way I'm going to put up with that fear, is thinking about it while I'm going through with it, right? While you're saying no, you have to think of the things that are going to happen, right? So you're going to stop feeling overwhelmed and stressed because you're going to have some time. People are going to respect you more because you're excited about your yeses and you're showing up in a beautiful, big, beautiful way when you say yes and they know you're going to mean it, right? You're more reliable and committed to those yeses. They know you're not going to say yes and then dodge them later and say no. So you value yourself more, which makes others see your value. You ever been with somebody who just really knows their worth and knows their value? You value them. You say things like, I know you're so busy, or I know that you're doing such big things, but it would mean to the world to me if, and if they say no to you, you get it because they know their value, and you say, okay, I'll try you again next time. And you're cool with it because you know that their time is valuable because they value their time. So you're happier, you have more time, you're way more fun to be around, let me tell you, because you're not like complaining about all of the things that you said yes to, forgetting to tell the people you're complaining to that you actually said yes to all of these things. So you have no one to blame but yourself, because we keep saying yes, 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 yes. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Yes, 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 yes. So it's about saying no, right? And being able to just have that extra time to do the things we need to do and go towards those goals. So we have more time to get to our goals. And you realize that you're in control of your life, because the more that you say no, the more control you are getting back, right? So really, really big to look at your life and say, where do I need to start making room? What is filling that? Am I excited about everything that I'm doing? And this is huge to think about, to love yourself enough to say no. Love yourself enough to say no. And know that that love and acceptance has to come from you first. And it gives you that time to care and nurture for yourself and really start looking at, you know, if you don't know what you love to do, if you don't know what your purpose is, and you don't have time to follow those curiosities, those little gut hits that says, oh, that might be interesting, or that class looks fun, or, you know, I'd really like to connect with her, or I'd really love to talk to him and learn from him, or boy, I've been meaning to read that book forever. All of these little curiosities, all of these little things are your soul's cries to say, hey, this is all a part of me coming out, living bigger, living more authentic, and really telling you what is going to guide you to your happiness, what you can be doing to get happy every day. And saying yes to everybody else's agenda is not the way for you to get happy, right? That is their agenda, not yours. So let's start looking at yours, and then absolutely fill it in and help out where you can. I'm not saying never help anyone again. I'm saying let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. So those people that you love who are there for you, maybe you know that you will always be there for these one or two people or some of your family members. But if you can start seeing that they are in a habit of having you do things for them, or you are that person that they know that they can just always ask and you're going to say yes, you're going to have to start clearing that space. So there was a beautiful article. I actually real simple put it out, and it's called The 10 Guilt-Free Strategies for Saying No. And that is by Real Simple Magazine, but it's online. So I loved it. They had the best ways to say no to everything. So literally just some of the things that had come up on there are these beautiful ways of saying no instead of apologizing, just being really, really clear and concise with your why, or remembering that no is a complete sentence and not apologizing. Because again, all of us women and a lot of people in general, men included, we feel like we have to apologize for everything. No, I can't come. I'm so sorry. Let me tell you why I can't come. And I have this, this, and this. You know, it could be as simple as, no, I can't. I'm not able to make it. My plate is really full. I am so grateful for your offer, but I'm going to have to see if we can do it the next time around. Or you don't even have to say that. You can just say, I can't right now. Thank you so much. My plate is really full and I'm grateful for your offer. The end. So the more that you can practice that, the more that you can just feel it become this really solid answer in your body, the easier it's going to be and the more time you have. So you have the ability to expand time with no. So you guys, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being on here. It means the world to me. I absolutely love, love, love this podcast, Earn Your Happy. If you loved it and you got some good, valuable info out of this and you have a friend that is a yes woman or a yes man, make sure that you share this with them so that you can give them a little bit of their power back, a little bit of time in their day, more time with their family, more ease, more flow, more laughter, more fun. And I would love for you to share this episode. And for more information, for vlogs, for fitness stuff, for videos, for free goodies that you can download, go to loriharder.com. I have a ton of free gifts there that just for you, straight into your inbox that you guys can download. So thank you so much and have the most beautiful day earning your happy and saying no. Until next time. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.